Here's a thought I'll title, The Opposite of Selfie. We're supposedly taking trillions of pictures each year now, according to the experts who calculate such things. Don't know who they are, but that seems to be a believable figure. And it's particularly believable based on, well, I'm assuming, all of our experiences. A couple years ago, I was at the Grand Canyon for the first time. And here before me was this unbelievably magnificent geological structure that was being photographed by everyone with themselves in the middle of the picture. I was a little queasy about this because I saw so many people turn around, put their back to the Grand Canyon, hold up their cell phone, and then start backing up. And as someone who's slightly afraid of heights, this really got me worried. And I couldn't help but be impressed by all the selfies that people were taking. I kept wanting to say, hey, look, it's the Grand Canyon. But what people were photographing was themselves. If we are taking a trillion photographs every year, if we eliminate selfies from that count, I expect the remaining number of images photographed each year would total about 6. I exaggerate to make a humorous point. Okay, seriously, there'd be about 8. This absolute tsunami of selfies exhibits, in my way of thinking, a cultural narcissism that is breathtaking. I know my observation has little to do with the kind of photography that you and I do, but nonetheless, I'm slightly concerned about the long-term implications of all those selfies, because it seems to me that photography's greatest gift to humanity is its ability to concentrate our attention on others, on things that are not us, on, are they otheries, I guess. I've said for years that a camera is the greatest tool to explore the world, but that means exploring what's out there. And by every measure that I can envision, out there is a pretty interesting place. It's way more interesting than me. And if all I did was selfies, I'd have to conclude that my relationship with photography is unbelievably shallow. I'm all for family memories. I'm all for making photographs that remind us of the good times we had on vacation and travel and etc. But I would not consider that fine art photography, and I continue to believe that the kind of photography that you and I do as self-expression, that is to say, photography as an art medium, that's a completely different thing than self-capture, a selfie. In order to create something that I might consider fine art photography and express my response to the world, the first thing I have to do is have a response to the world, which means that needs to be the focus of my attention, is what's out there. And somehow photography has been warped in the current decade or two because of the cell phone, because of our instant ability to not only make photographs but to share them with all our friends and families, that I can't help but think that that has, in aggregate anyway, trivialized photography, this medium that I love and have pursued for 50 years now. There's no question that manufacturers and printers and people like Instagram, they celebrate the selfie. And perhaps that's as it should be. But for me, one individual who tries to use photography as a means of artistic expression, I find it more useful to completely ignore that entire world of selfies, which has absolutely nothing to do with the kind of photography that I'm interested in and the kind of photographs that I'm interested in seeing.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.